The real Noah stirred things up when he was here, huh? Guess what? He did it again a few years ago. Yeah, on the big screen, they did the Noah movie. Noah in his Ark. Yeah, the movie version, it had a big launch when it came out. And actually, Captain Noah proved that he still has the ability to be controversial, except this time it was mostly among Bible people. Yeah, there were some people objecting to all the movie adds and subtracts from the original account. And then others expressed hope that it would interest some un-Bible people in the real story. And in fact, that is what happened. There was a sudden spike in Bible reading and Bible websites. Well, that's a good thing. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about Ready or Not, Here He Comes. What's interesting is that thousands of years later, Jesus was talking about Noah. And he actually was suggesting that when people are thinking about Noah, they should be looking for Jesus to come. Yeah, here's what he said in our word for today from the Word of God. It's in Luke 17, verses 26 and 27. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So what we've got here is Jesus establishing this linkage between Noah and the time Jesus is going to come back to earth. What's worth thinking about? Jesus used the story of Noah as a picture of what the world would look like on the eve of the climactic event of all human history, his return. When he said they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Bottom line, the world isn't done with Jesus Christ. Jesus is our future. Actually, Jesus is your future. See, he will come to a world that, basically using the Noah example that he did, will be busy ignoring him. Too busy to have time for him. Living for their appetites. Caught up in the gerbil wheel of their lives. Spinning and spinning, doing whatever they feel like, and oblivious to the flood of God's judgment that's coming. But at the same time, there will be an ark where that can be rescued. His name is Jesus. But see, nobody took Noah seriously. Nobody took his message seriously. So none of them were in the ark. So Jesus is going to write the final chapter of human history. It won't be some president or prime minister or powerful nation. No, it'll be Jesus. By the way, Jesus will write the final chapter of your personal history. See, the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Salvation, that's a rescue word, isn't it? Well, Jesus came here to pay the price for the sin that carries an awful death penalty. I was on death row spiritually. Except for the fact that Jesus came and became my substitute for my penalty, for my sin when he died on the cross. And then he walked out of his grave to prove that if I would let him walk into my life, he would give me the eternal life that only he has demonstrated he has on that first Easter morning. He said one thing about his return. He said, you must be ready. I wonder, are you? Are you ready to meet him? Either when he comes back or when your last breath is taken? Because the Bible says it is appointed to man to die once, and after this, the judgment. But see, that's the judgment that Jesus took on the cross. The judgment that you can have canceled by your decision this day to pin all your hopes on Jesus. Tell him, Jesus, I am yours. Have you ever done that? I'd love to help you do it. Our website is there for that express purpose. I invite you to go to anewstory.com right away today. Anewstory.com. Let's get this settled. See, Jesus isn't just the future of this world. He's my future. He's your future. Be ready.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.